I don't mean that you never talk to them, or you avoid the confidentiality which perhaps over the years has been the occasion of much sin. Again, ask our Lord to enlighten you what people you should never engage in intimate conversation with. Part of the virtue of prudence is knowing with whom I should talk about what. Thirdly, ask our Lord to enlighten you what you should speak about with certain people. I know what I am saying. People living in sin, who we never raise the subject of their sin with. We have a duty, hear it? We have a duty to preserve people from sin. They may be our dearest friends. You must be shrewd, wise, shall I even say clever. But in speaking with certain people, we must either drop them from our lives, or they continue being our friends. We must, do whatever we can to deliver those people from the sins to which they stupidly expose themselves. Now the question. Do we have to struggle to avoid sin? You better believe it. There is within us a constant conflict between what is God's will, what is contrary to His will. What is the second discernment for which we are praying? We further beg our Lord to distinguish between being tempted and actually consenting to temptation. It's a large subject. But how long or how strong a present temptation may be, there is no sin unless the will freely gives in to the pleasure or satisfaction of the temptation. I see more, I repeat, than you think. In God's name, avoid being unnecessarily tempted. How stupid, shall I say it, how stupid men, masculine gender, can be in dealing with women. I mean stupid. We should be prudently watchful in our conversation with everyone, especially with women. Be raised a widowed mother. Father died when I was young old. Be raised by a mother who had taken women boarders for years. I know women. And I not know women, but I know what temptations, what seductive temptations, they are naturally, spontaneously being led to with men. Ask our Lord to enlighten you, especially, I mean this literally, in conversation with women. It is most important to be selective in our thoughts. We don't have everything in mind, especially when we speak with women. There is no sin in speaking about whatever is God's will we talk about. But make sure, the last thing I expect you to say, make sure, before you engage in conversation with a woman, know what you're going to talk about. What is the vigilance that we need to gain victory over all temptations? I thought I should spend the next 5 minutes before we close on this subject. There is a multiple vigilance they must acquire in the spiritual life. First of all, we must expect to be tempted. Temptation is part of our probation here on earth. We are not yet in heaven. Secondly, we should not only expect to be tempted, we should expect to be tempted according to our own weakness. All the honesty, the honesty with God, each one of us must have. How well we know the weakness of others, how poorly we know our own. We must know our own sinful tendencies and be especially on guard in those areas where experience tells us we are most likely to give in. Thirdly, we should not only expect, we should anticipate temptations. There is such a thing as foreseeing where we will be, who will see, who will talk to. My friends, I know what I'm talking about. Be prepared for the conversation you will engage in. Be prepared for the seduction of the person whom you know from years of experience is a special temptation to you. Later on, we need not be exposed to every temptation. How sadly true this is. Not avoid those places, those persons, those situations, when experience tells us we can expect what we call a proximate or near occasion to sin. I know what I am saying. I can be very personal. I repeat, we must not expose ourselves to every temptation. We must know ourselves well enough before God to avoid certain places, certain persons, certain situations. There are people who can read certain books. Others cannot read these books. There are people who can go to certain movies. Others cannot go to those movies without being seduced to see them. Finally, we must be prudent, wise, shall I say, clever in our use of our senses, especially our eyes and ears. 52 years in the priesthood have taught me an awful lot. No two people are alike. Knowing myself, I will not allow myself to be exposed to sense stimuli, to seeing things that for my eyes is a danger to sin. I will not allow myself to hear certain things which for me I know are stimuli to sin. We must be able to talk to people without explaining our deep spiritual life. You're all weak. Hear it, you're all weak. Every one of us. The sinner is to know my weakness, especially as regards the eyes and the ears. Lord Jesus, how much we need to guard, our eyes and ears, what remain and the friendship of God, because all human beings subject to human weakness, Lord Jesus, give us the wisdom we so desperately need to guard the eyes and the ears, lest we become prey to the devil's temptation. Amen. In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois 60641, or call area code 773-267-1195.